Danny, I suppose when you walked out to O'Donnell Park last year after the replay defeat to Burt, the target was to be back again.
Listen, when we walked out of O'Donnell Park last year, Tom, it was a long. This final was a long, long way away. It was a tough place to be that day because, like, taking nothing away from Burt, they were deserving winners. But we had our hands on that trophy a couple of times, and we let it slip. And you know, it's credit to the lads that they've battled back and have returned to the county final because, as I said to you, it was a long way away at the time. But I think in the aftermath of the game, there was a kind of a resolution that we'd put our heads down again and come back and try and get here again. And look, all we've done at this stage is get back to county final. We've done nothing else, so it's still all
ahead
of us.
Well, you had Division 1 football to look forward to as well, I suppose, and you have that behind you now.
Yeah, I suppose that did help in the initial days after that event because, you know, for Milford to be in Division 1 was a big achievement. And look, in fairness to the lads, they've gone in there and they've competed very, very well, and they still have it in their own hands. If they can win that last game against Cadore, they'll be staying in Division 1 again next year. So that gave us a good focus early in the year in terms of getting the lads out and getting them training. And I think it probably contributed a wee bit to a bit of an off performance against Ballyshannon in May. And that's taking nothing away from them. They were brilliant on the day, but we certainly were off colour that day. And
Was it a case for that game that you were looking at the group and saying, right, we're going to be playing Buncrana and Niamh Olton in August. You know, let's concentrate on the league for now and maybe we'll still pick up enough points, no?
Not to be honest, no, Tom, because to be honest, we thought we were ready for the Eroa Challenge, you know, and we felt that the Division 1 games would help us and get us ready. But to be fair to them, they absolutely blew us away on the day, you know, and we had no excuses except that we just knew that we had to pick things up again if we wanted to compete in the championship. We knew we had two games left in the group against Carndon and Neavolton, but both were away games, you know, and particularly the Neavolton game away was always going to be a tough enough game because a lot of clubs have found it hard there over the years. But I thought again that night we played very well, and I think the lads have probably timed their form, if you want to call it that, pretty well in terms of getting it right for this stage of the season.
Yeah,
you know?
And Clonmacnoise was a big one too in the quarter final.
Yeah, look, once we got beat by Eroa, it meant we're probably going to end up second in the group, which probably meant you're going to end up playing a winner from another group. So we knew there was going to be a big challenge at quarter-final stage, and Clonmacnoise was the one that was given to us. But I think the lads came through that game really, really well, produced a really good performance, which gave us confidence then to take on the Eroa Challenge in the semi-final.
And you didn't lack motivation for that one anyway?
No, we didn't lack motivation. I mean, there's lots of things motivating you in sport, but I suppose trying to get back to county-final was an obvious one. But also that defeat in May hurt us, you know, and we felt on that day that they had a target on our back because we beat them in the semi-final the previous year. So we probably had a target on their back going into the semi-final. And look, you need every little bit of motivation you can get to help you over the line. So
slow start against Eroa, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was slow enough. We were 3-1 down early on. And but the boys are a bit like that. They kind of play the game. They're very composed, you know. They don't panic. They don't force it. So we always feel that over the course of a match that we'll get the opportunities to get the scores if we can keep ourselves nice and compact at the back. So that's the way it panned out. But look, there's always going to be key moments in big games. And we responded very well to the goal early in the second half and then got the big score ourselves towards the end. So, it was a big game and a big win, but it's only gets us the final.
Talk to me about the team. There's quite obviously a lot of still around, but there's a couple of new players come in. Tony McNamee came back, Roland Doherty came in, or Ryan McMahon came in. Roland Doherty's in the squad. Kyle Black is with you now as well. You've strengthened the squad.
Yeah, well, look, there was a strong squad there last year, but certainly the addition of Tony McNamee has been a big one. You know, Tony was actually available to us last year going into the county final, but we decided not to take him on that time because he hadn't been with the group all summer. We felt it was maybe an unfair call on the squad and tough on Tony because we put pressure on him. So Tony then committed to us for the season, which we're delighted with. I think he's a class player. Young Ryan and Ronan Dock come in from the county minors, so we didn't get them really until midsummer, so they've given it a wee injection as well. So overall, the squad is stronger this year than last year, and I think that's something that
Keenan McGettigan came back, or Cahill McGettigan came back from America as well, I think.
Yeah, Kyle's back from America for the Neavolton game he was back for. Look, Kyle's a key man for us, and we need Cahill, and we're delighted to have him back.
I think Luke Barrett is playing very well this year as well.
Yeah, he's having a massive season. You know, Luke is one of the leaders within the group. He's a regular scorer for us, playing in the engine room. He's got himself into real good fitness this year, and he's really focused on his football. And look, lads like Luke, and there's other lads in that squad that have loads of ability, and they're working hard now and getting rewards for it.
Yeah. How big a motivator and how big a preparation is last year's experience going to be this week, going to the final?
Well, like, I don't know, Tom. You know, we can talk a lot about last year, and it's mentioned a lot, the hurt. But, I mean, there's no team more hurting in football than Mayo, and it doesn't get you over the line. So hurt alone won't be enough. You know, it certainly helps focus the minds a wee bit. But I think all we have to look at on Sunday is performance first, because we know the St. Noel's are going to bring a huge challenge. I mean, they have a couple of lads in the county senior panel Milford don't have. You know, young Brendan McCall is there, Paddy Morgan is there, Stephen Griffin has been there. Mm. They have plenty of talent through their ranks.